Now, have you ever dreamt of starting your own business but hesitated? Maybe you didn't have the time or the money, or possibly you have no background in business. Well, here to discuss ways to start a business on the cheap, also known as bootstrapping, is Mark Ting. Mark, of course, is our guide to personal finance, and he's a partner with Foundation Wealth. Hello there.
Hello.
So can you explain bootstrapping? How does it pertain to business?
So there's that saying, it takes money to make money. So bootstrapping is basically the opposite of that. It's like starting a business with very little money. I mean, or not too much money. A lot of bootstrap businesses could be done for less than $100. So if you are a bootstrapper, you obviously have to be very budget conscious. They often live at home. They work at home. They work out of the garages. They rely on other people who will work for free. And most importantly, any profit they make is almost always automatically reinvested in the business. So if you're thinking about starting a business, bootstrapping is often a good way to start.
So what would be the first step of starting a business in this way?
Well, a lot of people have great ideas, or they think they have great ideas, but ideas on their own are basically worthless. They're just ideas. You really need to properly execute on those ideas. And we see people try that, but they often fail. And they often fail not because the idea was bad, but because the entrepreneur lacks some kind of sales or marketing skills. So that's why I like bootstrapping, because it allows you to sort of test your business, your idea, see if it's viable before you have to make a really big investment. And if it fails, like they often do, then move on. It's good to know that. And I would only commit more time and more money once you have a winner. And a winner is a business that I would consider that you can monetize, it provides real value, or it solves a problem for your customers.
Well, give me an example of a bootstrap business then.
So in the past, we've talked about reselling or the flipping economy, and that's one type of bootstrapping. It's by no means the only one, but a lot of people start with sort of reselling. And I'll tell you a story about, this is a real story, about a college student named Marcus. So he worked and went to school full time. He was also married, his wife didn't work, and he had a 9-month-old baby. So this guy was busy. And despite having very little in the way of money or time, he decided to start a business, and his business was reselling college textbooks. Because he thought about it. He's like, okay, it frustrated him that he was paying so much for college textbooks. He figured if he could offer discounted textbooks, that there would be a massive demand. He tested the market, and he was right. So what he did was he opened up an Amazon seller's account. He would buy used textbooks on Craigslist and eBay, and then he'd resell them on Amazon. So in his first year doing this part-time, being as busy as he was, he made $20,000. And in the second year, he made $50,000. And all this was started on a startup cost of $20. So he took $20, he bought two books, sold them for $70, reinvested that $50, bought more books, did that multiple times until he was literally selling thousands of books.
Wow, successful formula. Okay, So what advice then would you give to someone that wants to start up their own bootstrap business?
So you really got to figure out what you have to offer. So you look at yourself, what kind of skills you have, and whether they're transferable, and other people would literally pay money for those skills. A lot of people say focus on your passions. Focus on your passions and the money will come. That's true to a certain level, but I don't think passions alone are enough. You really have to have an offering that adds value. So the other thing is planning. So in my previous example, Marcus did have a plan. He only bought books that he knew would sell quickly, and he knew that the profit margins were there. So he did the research. He checked out what was in demand. He saw what was being sold on eBay and what he could resell them for. So he did a lot of field research. And he also had to do other things. He had to pick up a lot of this stuff on his own. He had to figure out how to market his Amazon sellers page. He had to actually open an Amazon sellers page. He had to really go out there and promote his products. So a lot of these businesses fall short on the marketing side. So their marketing skills are very important. You could have the best product, the best service in the world, but if no one knows about it, like, no one's going to buy it.
So what if you don't have a marketing background or those marketing skills? What can you do about that?
A lot of people think they need a marketing or some kind of formal education, and that's far from the truth. You definitely don't need any formal education. All you really need is an internet connection, a library card, and some motivation to learn. There's a podcast that I highly recommend. It talks about all these different types of hustles and bootstrap type businesses that people are doing. It's called Side Hustle School. It's great. It's like each story is about 10 minutes and they're all very similar to the one I just told about Marcus, and it will discuss, it'll go more into depth and discusses not only the successes, but also the do-overs, what mistakes they made and what they would do again. The host is quite famous. His name is Chris Guillebeau. He does a bunch of TED Talks. He obviously hosts this podcast. He's written some best-selling books. One of them is called The $100 Startup. And that's a good start too. It's worth a read if you're really serious about it, because he provides a lot more sort of checklist type things. So a checklist on what you need for a startup, and also tips on writing your business plan and executing your business plan. And the whole point of this is basically you want to learn from other people's mistakes, so you don't make these mistakes yourself. And there's so much resources out there. Just type in bootstrap business in Google or YouTube and you'll get plenty of excellent videos and lots of free resources.
Well, there's obviously a lot of time involved, some risk involved. So what do you think of people who would quit their jobs to try it, to start up their own business?
We see that happening quite often when there's success, if they get past that boot stage period. So it all really comes down to the plan and whether you can execute on it or not. I would recommend, if you do have a full-time job, try to keep that job and see if you can manage working and opening your business on the side. And the idea is, if you're truly passionate about this product or service that you're offering, you'll just find the time. And we see that again with Marcus. Again, this guy was a full-time student, worked all the time, had a brand new newborn, and he still found the time. So I never believe the excuse of not having enough time to start your business. To me, that doesn't wash. It just sort of shows a lack of commitment. Another big mistake that people make is they press on with their business, even though it failed at the bootstrap phase. They're so passionate about it, they're almost blinded, and they think if they double down and start spending money on advertising or giveaways, but I think that's a mistake. It's often wasted effort. If the demand isn't there, then business isn't growing organically, it likely won't succeed. So it's best to quit before they get into debt.
Have you ever done your own bootstrap business?
I've started many businesses. I've done it like this, but generally short periods of time. I mean, I was thinking about doing it earlier on with the Big Mac sauce and sending it to Japan where
that's
a huge
right.
upsell. All those things are small versions of bootstrap businesses. And again, little money, guaranteed profit, as long as you do your research.
I was wondering if your story about Marcus was actually Marcus
no,
Ting.
Wasn't me. No,
it wasn't you.
No.
Okay.
Someone smarter than me.
Mark, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is Mark Ting. He is our guide to personal finance and a partner with Foundation Wealth. Now, if you have a question that maybe you want Mark to address, you can send it in to him by email. Maybe it's something we could discuss here on the air. MarkTingCBC@gmail.com is how you reach him. MarkTingCBC@gmail.com.